Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Hello, Robbie. Welcome to the men's room.
What's up, guys?
Hola!
Robbie, welcome to the program. Random question. Let's see here. Robbie, let's go with this one. What is the hottest you have ever been in your life? Where was it just absolutely cooking?
Oh, man. I used to do cedar roof restoration. So I used to go up and pull all the old shakes out and replace them with new ones. And then we do oil stain on the roof to make it look all pretty, like out in Gig Harbor and stuff like that. But you get out there on a summer day, man, and the yellow jackets are chasing you around and there's no shade. And it's not a fun place to be in the summer.
Is it hotter underneath the sheathing in the attic?
Oh, well, absolutely. Yeah, it's hotter than you can imagine in the attic in the summer.
All right, okay. Based on your experience, is there anything that does not piss off a yellow jacket?
I don't think so, man. I think that they are awful little creatures, that's for sure.
Yeah, they see you and they want to kill
now,
you.
Now, when you're roofing, you have to wear jeans, correct?
The guy that I worked for, Dan, he was a pretty laid-back dude. But, I mean, you don't really want to go up there in shorts anyways, because a lot of times you got to kneel down, and you don't want to kneel down on cedar.
Have you ever almost fallen?
I've caught a couple. So we call them sliders. You wear cork logging boots, rubber boots, basically with spikes on the bottom of them. And every once in a while, you catch one of them shakes that aren't so attached to the sheeting anymore, and they'll slip out, and it'll make your butthole pucker a little bit.
So basically, you're doing a self rescue with your boots.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times we'd have like a climbing harness and a rope, you know, attached to a tree on the backside of the house or something like that, so you don't fall. But I've seen some close calls.
I guess that would just pretty much depend on the slope of the roof.
Yeah, for sure. Sometimes, you know, you can walk around up there, but a lot of those big houses out there in Gig Harbor and stuff, they are steep, steep, steep.
What, because I don't know anything about cedar shake. What's a lifetime on those?
Oh, I mean, if you take care of them, you can make them last, you know, depending on the thickness of them. They don't really make them very thick anymore. You know, nothing's as nice as it used to be, but, you know, you can make them last 30, 40 years if you oil them and wash them.
Okay,
damn.
You know?
All right.
So the average person, 15 years. Like, yeah. Yes, if you do all of these maintenance things, yes, you can continue that. But that ain't going to happen.
I think the hottest, I had a layover in Dallas at one point in time, and it was 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
So I have a smoke, go outside, get a smoke. And I mean, when I walked out through those sliders, and keep in mind, I got to go through TSA. I had plenty of time, though.
Right.
My goal is I can have two cigarettes out here,
and get
go
back in,
go to the bar, eat, have plenty of time. I go outside. I choke down a half a cigarette. I put it out. I go back inside to the airport, go through TSA, go to the restaurant that I want to eat at. I sat down. I'm still sweating.
Yeah.
I was not hungry anymore. It was so hot that I did not feel like eating, just from that one experience.
But I think
stepping outside for 5 minutes.
It's the humidity. Like, we were in Houston, and on this particular occasion, it got up to 107, fear of thunderstorms, blah, blah, blah. But I remember the guy on the news pops on, and this is Houston, Texas. It's hot, just as a fact, right? And he goes, because of the temperature and some other weird atmospheric thing going on, I don't remember. He goes, we had to create a new color on the warning system. So while code red is, quote unquote, as bad as something can be, he's like, it's worse than that. So it's code purple, which we've never done before. We don't know if we're going to do it again. But they had to come up with a color on the fly because you would think code red is as bad as it can be. And this guy had to explain, this is worse than anything that we anticipated with a code red. And I just thought, this is, and my aunt at the time was setting up chairs outside because she wanted an outdoor family reunion. We got lucky because we ended up with those thunderstorms, had to move it inside. So there's that, right? And you go like, this is ridiculous. This is hot. And that's when you realize where humidity comes in. Because all the years I worked in restaurants, you know, you're wearing long sleeves, long pants, all this crap, everything's burning, blah, blah, blah. They get like 115 degrees in the kitchen. And I'm like, why do we do this for a living, right? There are people that drop dead in fingers because it's as hot. Now, granted, there's no humidity in the kitchen.
See, I think that's why macaroni salad, potato salad exists. You need something cold.
You need something cold. Something cold and hearty.
Well, generally in those hot areas, I mean, part of the reason people are like, I think it's Scottsdale are always better looking. It's just when it's that hot, it's hard to eat.
It's hard to
eat. Heavy stuff. But I'm with you. I've been in some very humid, horrible places, right? Like Knoxville, Tennessee.
Ugh.
Austin, end of June last year, was pretty miserable. But also, I went to Vegas. It was 117. And my buddies were at the Encore pool.
Okay.
They kept insisting they were at the Wind pool.
Oh, no.
And by the third, and that's a pretty big pool. But by the third time I walked around in it, like I am drenched in sweat. I could feel my sun getting my body getting burned already. Like, me and my buddy had to stop and buy suntan lotion as I was like, this is too much.
Is that a different heat than Scottsdale? Vegas? Because they always say Scottsdale, it's like dry heat.
And usually dry heat's not as bad, but when you get to 120,
there's
just not much you can do.
And when you're in Vegas, it's all concrete.
Correct. I mean,
you can't escape it.
And there's no
shade.
It
was so hot. Right. But I will say, Austin, that humidity was so gross. I mean, even at the wedding I was at, I mean, there was plenty of beverages, but at one point, you just had to start drinking water. She thought you were going
to
die.
Yeah, well, we're headed to, where the hell are we?
Orlando.
Next week, kids volleyball tournament, whatever. And when my wife first told me about this in February, I said, we're going to Orlando in July. She goes, yeah. So I know it's going to be miserable. We already started looking at the weather, and it's 94, which in my mind, it's bad, but it's not that bad. But I know damn well when I step off the plane, it's going to be significantly worse than I thought. So the one thing we did, I did ask kids if they wanted to go to Disney because they'd always wanted to go. And I'd always just flat out said no. And I said, look, we're going to be in Orlando. So if you mofos want to go, this is your chance. Yep. They thought about it all day. They said no. But you know where we are going, Miles? And this was so.
Universal Studios.
Yes, but where specifically?
You're going to go see the gopher from the Caddyshack movie that I have a picture with.
We're going to the water park.
Oh.
We were like, look, if we're going there, we're going to the water park, man.
Yeah.
I'm not dealing with that heat outdoors.
They have crazy rides. I will tell you that you're not going to want to hear this. This is going to make it I don't know about Universal. I know for Disney, that's outside of the week after Christmas, July 4th is the most crowded week.
I saw that when we looked at the prices. We had to coordinate with a couple other players from his team. Fine. We'll meet you guys early Sunday morning at this water park. I'm like, whatever, man. But all the adults agreed, water park,
yeah,
because it's so hot. But my wife starts pulling up the prices, and I go, that's really not that bad. She goes, wait, it's July 4th week. The price shot up exponentially.
It's
for the same experience.
It's unbelievable. I've been to Disney World on July 4th, and I mean, it literally, they had to take us to overflow standing to watch fireworks.
Jesus.
Also, just be ready. It'll thunderstorm every day.
Jesus.
Oh,
I know.
So we're actually...
every day.
Compared to the rest of the country, we're doing okay.
Oh, we're doing great.
The rest of the country's hot.
Jesus, man. Even in Lake Tahoe, they had a boat that got...
capsized, didn't it?
Yeah, 8-foot waves and a cold front
moved in.
What? That's Tahoe. So you got to think, you got to go south.
Wait, a cold front moved in?
Yes. You got to even go way south of San Francisco.
Wow.
To get any warmth on the West Coast. So there's, obviously Death Valley and stuff. But the National Weather Service, they put out an advisory warning people.
Stay inside.
Basically, yeah. But avoid heavy foods. Meals high in protein because they can raise your body temperature.
Oh, really?
I did not know that.
Okay.
They said you should avoid alcohol and coffee, even iced coffee. Because these drinks speed up dehydration. And you should also avoid leaving your children and pets in your vehicle.
Well,
particularly in the
Jesus,
sun.
Come on.
I know, but they have to remind people this every time. Use sunscreen, drink lots of water, sports drinks. This thing is going to hang around the East Coast and Midwest for a while.
Yeah, I'm flying into it.
And if you watched any of that Mariners-Cubs series over the weekend, people were dropping at Wrigley like flies.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People were leaving that game early.
Yeah.
They play in the daytime almost every single game.
Didn't you say you know someone who left in the fifth inning?
I do.
Just because of the temperature.
By the way, guess what kind of seats they had? The equivalent of, what is that?
Or then the bleachers, the metal?
No, they're behind home plate. What are those
called? Really? Diamond Club?
These were big time seats, yes. But I don't think they have the same facilities underneath as we do here at TV.
Sure, sure.
So I think it's more of an antiquated version of that, just based on the age of the stadium.
I'm sure they still made them pretty. They'll fix up the VIP sections.
No air conditioning.
Well, that doesn't shock me.
So that was
Wrigley is old.
That was the problem, was that you could go back there.
Yeah.
You could get your drinks. It was just sweltering hot.
Yeah.
And all the people, the
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The guys who worked the aisles, the vendors. I mean, apparently just there miserable. Were EMTs all over that stadium helping people who were absolutely dropping like flies.
Well, someone here says, hottest for me, Louisiana in September. Louisiana's thick. Yeah. And September is, September and August are basically the same month. It is as humid as it's ever going to be, and the temperature spikes around 100. I'm telling you, man, in the year I lived there, one thing I figured out, it's like, man, there's so much crime there. And there is. Like, you know why? Because they're hot. And when people get hot, they get really irritated.
Same with Baltimore.
When summer hits, crime goes to the roof, but everyone's just pissed.
Yeah.
Because it's not like property crime grows up. It's more, Ted and I have an argument in December, maybe we throw a punch. Ted and I have the same argument in June, somebody gets shot.
But your room is not cooling off till 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
So even if you go to bed at 10, your room is hot until like the middle of the night.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And there's nothing you could do, we keep saying it, with humidity. Like, I mean, that Knoxville trip, it was Labor Day weekend, might be the most miserable I've ever been. And even my buddy Bernie, you guys could test. Bernie loves drinking beer.
Yeah.
It was so hot. He's like, Teddy, I can't even drink one. And then, like,
snake bite with the fart.
Exactly. They had these guys, like, running shuttles. And, like, most other games, they're running beer out to people. And they were like, guys, we need water or ice? Like, yeah, we'll take another case of water, another thing of ice.
Like, you know the hottest I've been? I can't remember if you were with us, Miles, at Castle's wedding. All right,
he gets married. Oh God!
At a chapel in Vegas.
Oh my God!
And look, it's Vegas. It's Vegas hot. He gets married in July. It's exactly what you think. Now, we weren't the most coordinated group, but anyway, we leave the chapel. There's maybe 8 of us, and you know it's Vegas, so people drive limos like they drive an Uber. Guy pulls over. Hey man, you guys need a ride back to the Wind. Is where we're staying. We're like, absolutely. And the thing is, when we're standing out there, everyone's just dying because the heat's beating down. We get in this guy's limo. He takes off. That's when we realize, hey, I just want to let you guys know, my air conditioning's broken.
Oh, yeah.
Mm. Dude,
oh,
it was like climbing into an oven. Seriously, man, we could not, and when you open the windows.
Nothing happened.
It just got warmer. One of our buddies, Batman, basically had a heat stroke.
Yeah.
And the bag started getting undressed in the back of the limo.
The wedding's over. We're standing outside, we're waiting for these cars to come back and get us, right? So, I'm looking down the road, this car comes pulling in. Jolene pops out.
After the wedding.
It's 10 minutes after the wedding. The wedding is done.
She is all dolled up. Yeah.
He and his wife, they have moved on in life.
It's like, Jesus, God.
There's this dusty road. Like, she pulls up, steps out of cowboy boots.
I'm here.
I'm here. Like, you missed the whole thing.
Pitiful service.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.